This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station here in Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the rednecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways open. Thank you for all that you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, as he always does, to start the show out, we've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to start out with some really good news coming out of California, and I guess I'll let you jump all over this. The male deputy who was shot in the head and damn near killed Saturday night, saved by his partner, the female deputy, who's still in the hospital, I might add. We've got some really good news about him. Tell us about it.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. The ambush that happened in Compton, California, just a few days ago, was released from the hospital, according to L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva. And he does say that the deputy has a long road ahead for recovery, he says, but
sure,
he's not alone. He says, we as a community are in this together. And, of course, said that he's 24 years old, had been on the job, I think, for about 14 months, along with his partner. She's 31 years old. She's still in the hospital. But again, this is great news that this sheriff's deputy is going to go home to further recover. Right now there are GoFundMe pages that have been set up. They've raised about $550,000 to help these wounded deputies. And also, there's up to this now, Captain, in excess of $300,000, we understand, of reward money. And the sheriff says that they are following up on several leads, and they expect, of course, that they will have the investigation, move forward here very, very soon. So that reward money, I think, is going to hopefully bring something to the fore.
It was $300,000 last night, so if they added to it, that's great. We need to keep doing that. We need to keep things going there for sure. Now, the other thing that's going on tonight is the Attorney General, William Barr, has apparently told his federal prosecutors to aggressively charge protesters for the crimes they're committing out there in the streets, including sedition.
including sedition.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And the Attorney General is also telling the prosecutors, of course, to file federal charges, even when state charges could be filed.
Right.
But again, he's trying to send a very clear and aggressive message that rioting, burning, attacks, destruction, none of that is going to be tolerated.
And when you're standing out there in the streets talking about the downfall of the government and bringing down the government, and you're shouting it at the top of your lungs, and you got megaphones and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff, it's pretty easy to charge them with sedition.
Well, that's exactly right. And another part of this, too, is, I believe, charging people who would keep law enforcement or first responders from getting in and doing their job. If they block them, they can also be brought up on some very serious charges.
And I don't know if you heard the Seattle mayor or not, but the attorney general was talking about how we need to start charging some of these big city mayors in these blue cities that aren't doing their job with aiding and abetting. And Seattle mayor shot back and said she didn't particularly care for that.
Well, there is, I think, conceptually, there is a responsibility.
Of course.
Of the mayor of a city to maintain law and order.
You bet.
Yeah, if they throw in with people who are burning the city down, that's a huge problem, to say the least.
Yeah, by the way, I want to say hello to everybody in the chat room, and let me see here. Let me get over here real quick. We'll take a call real fast here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, you know who I am. I'm Sean here in Tampa. What you're talking about right now is incredible. I'm so proud of you guys for talking about this stuff.
Well, somebody has to, because nobody else is.
I know. Yep. That's my point, except me. I've been screaming about it to you for 4 years. You know, these people are communists or whatever they are.
Yeah.
Just not American.
Yep.
You know, it's like,
okay.
Horrible that they get away with this crap.
Well, they're not
going to. Anyway, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. And that's Sean and Champa. And they're not going to get away with this, Kyle. The Attorney General's made it perfectly clear. He has dropped the hammer on these people.
Yeah, and I think that he has, I think, the support of the American people.
Of course.
The majority. These are the kinds of things that people, and just like Sean there in Tampa was talking about, I mean, this is what people expect. This is why we pay taxes and have law enforcement and prosecutors.
Right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics with me. Got a lot going on tonight to talk about, a lot going on, including the vaccine that's right around the corner.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. You know, for many years now, I've been telling you about my buddies Pete and Seth Talbot at Relief Factor because I've been taking their product for going on over 4 years. And the truth of it is I know that there's millions of people that are out there listening. And the fact is that they say there's over 100 million people who are struggling with some kind of pain right now, wherever they're at. Now, here's the deal. If you want to get rid of that pain, I've got a way to do it. So if you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, and boy, I had all of the above, and I just don't have it anymore. And whenever I get muscle aches or pain, I'll take an extra packet of the Relief Factor capsules along with me. It's all natural. There's no narcotics in it. It does exactly what it's supposed to. Goes right straight to the source of the pain and gets rid of it. So I want you to give the 3-week quick start a shot. It only costs $19.95, about a dollar a day, to see if you can get out of pain too, like I have and many, many, many other hundreds of thousands of people have over the past several years that we've put onto Relief Factor. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or give them a call at 800-500-8384. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren first, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got Mel from Saratoga Springs hanging on the phone. He's been very patient. So good morning, Mel. What's going on?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. I'd like to inform the listening audience to a documentary which was put together by Peter Schweitzer, who was affiliated with Project Veritas.
Yeah.
This exposes the Biden family as to how they enriched themselves through China and putting our national security at risk. You can find the movie, you can find the documentary called Riding the Dragon on YouTube. It's very compelling, very informative, and if you call yourself a patriot, this is something that you cannot afford not to watch.
Mel, how many times have you, Mel, how many times have you heard me talk about the Bidens and how rich they got at the expense of us and China?
Well, you've talked about it quite a bit.
That's right. That's right. Because it's something that the people need to know, that the Bidens have become not millionaires, billionaires, thanks to China. Billionaires.
Exactly. Yes, exactly, Captain. So this is something that we all must watch.
Okay.
If we don't watch, if we don't get a hand on this, we deserve the government that we get.
Yeah.
If Biden gets in there, this country is done.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mel. I appreciate the call. You take care and have a great night. All right, Kyle. And again, Mel brings home an interesting point about that, because you and I've been talking about it for, God, ever since the Hunter Biden thing a year ago, I guess.
Of course, that's exactly
right. Which we found out, and we found out that, you know, and by the way, I'll say it again, and I'll say it slowly. The most corrupt political family in the United States, in terms of the amount of money that they got from foreign governments over the years, is the Biden family. We call them the Biden Five.
That's exactly right. And, of course, you know, Captain, if Joe Biden were a Republican, all of these things about Ukraine and Hunter Biden and China, all these things, it would have sunk him long ago.
Yeah, he would have been in jail.
That's true. Well, yeah, and his, or at the very least, his political career would have been over. But somehow, Captain, they are the mainstream media just doesn't want to really go into too much detail about Joe Biden as he's you know, running his campaign and many in the media trying to help him along.
Yeah. Well, of course, we talked about Attorney General Barr and the fact that we may see some charges for sedition coming up, because he's told his prosecutors to be much more aggressive going after these protesters, which is why the federal charges are coming out now and not state charges, because the state prosecutors are letting them go.
Well, that's right. Now, on the sedition front, part of that will be, I believe, that they'll have to try to, they'd have to be able to prove conspiracy to go attack federal agents.
Oh, there's a conspiracy. We all know it.
Well, of course, yeah. So,
and by the way, they also had the money trail now. You know that.
Well, exactly. As they were arresting people, and they had these bank cards, and they could figure out where it came from.
Yep.
But I have a feeling they'll be able to find that evidence. Of people getting together and saying, this is the plan, and that might be just what they need for those.
Well, when the people, and here's something that people have to understand. When we get people saying, well, we need to find out about the money trail, they need to follow them on. What do you think they're doing? They've got the bank cards. What do you think they're doing?
Exactly right. That's exactly right.
And they're not going to tell us where the money's coming from until it's time to do so. Now, here's the other thing. And this is pertaining to COVID, because we heard the CDC director, and we heard a couple of comments that were made, and then CNN took the comment that was made, and they went with part of it, but not all of it. I mean, you know, here we go again, trying to opinionate the news. $700 million has been steered away from the CDC to fund the Warp Speed vaccine program, which we're being told we could see in 3 to 4 weeks.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, what they're doing today with the CDC director's testimony is trying to make it look like, you know, he knows more than President Trump knows. President Trump addressed all this at his press conference earlier on Wednesday, where he said, no, I think maybe he misunderstood. You know, I've got more information here, basically. And, of course, Captain, the whole thing was, you know, we need a vaccine. In order to get back to normal, we need a vaccine. President Trump does all these things, literally moves heaven and earth. Project Warp Speed looks like it's going to be successful here. And what do we hear? Well, we can't trust President Trump. This is the vaccine. We can't take that. And on it goes. I mean, in other words, it will never be enough for Joe Biden and the Democrat elite.
We can't trust Joe Biden, and we certainly can't trust Kamala Harris, who have done so much flip-flopping lately. I'm not sure if they're flopping or flipping when they open their mouths. But again, I will repeat what I said, and I will continue to say it. The most corrupt political family in the United States that got the most money of all the families that are out there over the years are the Biden Five.
Well, exactly. And in a different kind of political environment, we might be, that might be hitting a critical mass. It is pretty interesting how it's all pretty quiet.
Now, for the people that keep wondering about the stimulus and they need to have the money, and we've heard all sorts of things about when we're going to get our check, et cetera, and all that, it's apparently not going to be anytime soon. But let me just get into this right now and mention this part of it. Devin Nunes yesterday said Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are playing politics with the COVID stimulus relief, as Nancy now says she may keep the House in Washington, D.C. to hammer out a COVID deal as long as it takes so they can't go home and go politicking like they need to get reelected.
Well, right, but she also rejected a bipartisan attempt by what have been called moderates, Democrats and Republicans.
In her own party.
That's right, with the $1.2 trillion stimulus package. And so, but Nancy Pelosi says this, I really thought this was important. She says, you know, we can only go so far. She's saying that we've already come down in our thing. And really, if she can only go so far, but the American people can only hold out so long, Nancy.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, a lot more people are going to fall by the wayside, too. Okay, we've got another caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, boss, this is Don in Tampa. Let's get down to business in 60 seconds here. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden is not qualified. Joe Biden does not have the faculties to run for lemonade stand, much less president of the United States. Okay? And let me say something. As the Penn Star General of the Lord Jesus Christ Army, okay, anybody that votes for a Democrat, turn in your badge, turn in it because you're not an American. Okay? You're a fraud. The Democrat Party is the Communist Party, okay? You might want to have Xi Jinping lead that party, because that's who's leading it, okay? Because Joe Biden is owned. He's owned by China. He's paid by China. His son, Barr, I could do your job in 5 minutes, okay? I could have Obama and Biden and everybody else arrested for spying on the Trump campaign. I don't need you at Hillsdale College. I need you arresting these crooks that spied on the Trump campaign. So every American citizen, take your ballot. Take your family, your grandmother, and make sure you vote Republican all the way down to the city council and your county administrator and your county commissioner. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All righty, Kyle. And what do you think, Kyle? That was Todd in Tampa.
Yeah, well, good. Well,
he needed just a little bit more coffee, but it was okay.
Yeah, he's on a roll tonight.
Yeah, so that's good. And the thing of it is, you know, that's what we want. People are passionate about the country, passionate about the government. And there's many things that are positives out there that the other side of the aisle, and by the way, I'll call them what they are. The progressive, left, liberal, Democrat, socialist, communist don't want us to know.
Well, of course, they basically, it's as if every 4 years, well, really every 2 years, but every 4 years for the presidential election, the Democrats have to try to like be in stealth mode to not really let you know exactly what they're talking about, so that they can try to win elections.
Yeah. Now we're coming up on our break here. Here comes the music in my ear. So, callers, hang on. I got a couple callers in here. We'll have to hang on till we come back. All right, Kyle, don't go anywhere, folks. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are strolling across the overnight radio airwaves.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A lieutenant at the Orange Beach Police Department in Alabama is confirming that they've had one death due to Hurricane Sally. In Florida, high water search and rescue operations are still continuing after massive amounts of rain swamped the coastline. The slow-moving storm slammed the Gulf Coast for hours. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says some areas will see more flooding in the days ahead.
Rain that's being dumped to our north is going to impact places in northwest Florida. So you're going to have these rivers that are going to crest. Maybe it'll happen tomorrow, maybe Friday. You'll maybe even see some of them will happen this weekend.
The hurricane has been downgraded to a tropical storm. 200 members of the Florida National Guard will arrive on Thursday to help. Curfews have been put in place in some coastal Alabama towns. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Larry Ober, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and Larry Elder is going to be in Sarasota on the 23rd of October for the Salem Conservative Summit, which I will be the MC of down in Sarasota, at the Hyatt Regency. Now, we're going to have Larry Elder and Dr. Sebastian Gorka. We'll also have Charlie Kirk. Phil Grandy will be there, the stock guy. And don't forget that we'll also have, along with that, we'll also have myself as the Master of Ceremonies, and I'll have a bunch of questions and things to guide the group along as we go through the night. Now, you can get your tickets by going to theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at GEICO. GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO. They can save you money just like they have been me for the last 15 years. All you got to do is go over there, type in your zip code at the website, geico.com, and you'll get a cost comparison if that's what you want for the car, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle, the ATV, the boat, the RV, and if you got a homeowner's or renter's insurance policy too, they can also help you out with that. And don't forget that if you bundle them together, you'll save even more money, which is what I've done with my homeowners and my automobile policy. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, it's a busy night out there. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. The chief of staff for the president has said the Trump health care plan is going to be rolled out before the election.
Yeah, this is really something. This came across earlier today, as I recall, And, of course, President Trump had been saying for a while that it was going to be coming soon. Others in the administration, I think, had thought it might be much later than sooner, as it were. But that's right. This is something that they're going to roll out. And I think that, I think Joe Biden and the Democrats are just absolutely apoplectic about this kind of thing, because President Trump is able, he's able to juggle a lot of different balls at the same time, and he keeps just thwarting them, with the idea that, that he's bringing all these things on. Peace in the Middle East, the beginnings of that, with the vaccine, of course, economically, and now with the healthcare. I mean, this is all huge.
Yeah, and we've got another caller here. I think I know who this is, and we appreciate the fact that we have so many people that want to call multiple times, but I'm going to make an exception because we're trying to get people to call one time, say what they need to say, so we can open up the lines for other people who are communicating with us by other means here, too. All right, is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yeah, I'm sorry to call back, Kevin, but I just want to express my appreciation to Todd. He's going to tell it like it is. He ain't going to bite his tongue. And Todd is a true patriot.
All right.
I appreciate what he does. He's an inspiration.
Thank you very much. Okay, and Todd is an inspiration, and some people don't like him, some people do like him, but we've got this little thing. We do 60 seconds with Todd, and he gets right down to the point, and that's it, right?
Yes, he does. That's right.
Yep. So there you go. Now, again, the health plan, health care plan. I don't really know what it is that the president's going to lay out any different than what I've seen with the plan that the Republican Party had put together, which was pretty simple, really.
Well, that's right. You know, I think that, of course, it'll have a lot of the hallmarks of what the conservatives and Republicans want in a health plan.
Yeah, but do you know what the major thing was?
What's that?
The government was not running your health care. You were going to be able to get competitive prices from insurance companies, who are the better ones at running health care than are the government in any form or fashion.
Well, that's right. And, you know, I think back during the primaries, Captain, Kamala Harris was talking about health care as well. And again, this whole idea of making your health care insurance that you have now through a private health care, making that go poof into the ether somewhere, and it'll never exist again, basically. And that's really the thrust of the Democrats and the left, to eradicate choice. I mean, this is really big time stuff. But that, of course, isn't the answer. But they want it to be the answer. This, the Medicare for all,
yeah,
this kind of thing.
Right? Well, I'm very lucky in the fact that I do have a very good health care plan through the fire department, because when I retired, I got one. It did have a donut hole in it, though, with some of the stuff that was in there. And then, of course, we have TRICARE, and there's a donut hole in there, too. But then I went and I got a supplemental plan through my friend Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, and it took care of the donut hole. So guess what? I don't pay for anything, anywhere, anytime. Doesn't cost me all that much money. And, oh, by the way, did I tell you I get all of the Medicare premium back in my policy, shy $8? Did I get it all back in my check?
Very cool. Very
yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
So, see, this is what you do. You do a little scouting around there, and you find out that instead of sitting there and you're paying all this money for Medicare, which you don't really get the benefit from all the time, you can go on something a little different, still go to the same doctor you got, and save a bunch of money, too. You just have to do a little research. All right, well, support for Black Lives Matter has fallen, Kyle, by 12 percentage points since June of this year. Are you surprised?
No, I'm not surprised. I think that, you know, conceptually, you know, I think everybody's on board. Nobody wants to have people be racist or any of these kinds of things. And I think by and large, Captain, the people that we meet and interact with every day in our lives, they're not racist people. We're not a racist country, and so on and so forth. But I do think that people have maybe heard a little bit more of some of the radical messages coming from those who are glomming on to this philosophy, and that's why I think you're seeing this drop.
And before June, back in September, last September, well, actually, I think it was September when all this stuff started out. But anyway, 67% of the country supported Black Lives Matter because of just what it was out there doing. And they watched all this violence and all this other stuff get out there. And these people wearing BLM shirts and are out there burning your cities and this, that, and the other. And it went from 67% to 55%, which I'm still surprised that that many people still support Black Lives Matter. But I think it's the movement per se, not necessarily what they're doing to promote the movement by setting fires and tearing things up and breaking glass and whatnot.
Right, exactly. And it is it's a very strange subject, obviously, but I don't think that people harbor these kinds of things that so many Americans are now being accused of.
Yeah.
And it's not efficacious for our society to constantly have these kinds of accusations going.
And not all the professional players are out there wearing helmets and putting stuff on their jerseys to identify them as Black Lives Matter supporters. There actually was one player on the Pittsburgh Pirates, or I'm sorry, Pittsburgh Steelers the other night. I did not see the game, so I don't know. But there was one player who actually had a military veteran, a hero up there. All right, and let's try to take one more call before we have to go to break here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Matt, it's Bill and Buckhead in Atlanta. I just want to ask,
yes, sir.
Well, number one, I really appreciate Todd. I like his 60 seconds. And where is the guy from Indiana that used to call in?
I have no idea. We haven't heard from him. I don't know. Maybe he's not working this shift anymore. He used to work at night all night. That's Dan the Man. I have no idea.
Yeah, I like him. Hey, Kyle, one question for you. Why is there, I mean, I know it's hard to narrow it down, but why is there so many fires in California every single year?
Right.
I appreciate it. I'm going to listen to you guys.
Thanks, Bill. Well, Kyle, can I start it?
Of course, absolutely.
They caught another arsonist.
They did. Exactly right.
Yep. So yeah. That's part of it, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, and I think that arsonist was identified as climate change.
Yeah.
I think it was on his driver's license, but I'm not trying to be flip, but it is. There are people setting fires. There's no doubt about it. But also, one of the big issues, and you've heard the president talking about this as well, and that is the forest management and the environmental policies in California. And yes, a lot of California has federal land, but generally speaking, if you let the forest go completely unmanaged, and there is so much tinder and so much stuff on the forest floors, and nothing is burned in, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years or something, when you get a fire because of these winds with dry lightning or electrical, a power station goes bad or something, then we have a real disaster.
And anybody that's been out trudging through the woods to go deer hunting or squirrel hunting or whatever it is, partridge hunting, and you walk through this dry, what you call it, underbrush, that's what we're talking about. That's the fuel. That's the fuel for the wildfire and the forest fire. And once it grabs onto that stuff, boom, gone. It's out of control.
Exactly. And if you notice, Captain, other places aren't on fire the way that California is.
Well, no, and Florida's not for one simple reason. We mitigate the forest down here. You know, we slowed it down for a little while. It didn't work very well for us. Kyle, hold that thought. And then they went back to doing what they were supposed to be doing. That was mitigating the forest. And guess what? You don't hear about it no more. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past During times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold, it's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you very much. And by the way, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Pull on in there when you see the sign up there and tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch and that I just talked about the Pilot of the Flying J, and you get yourself a nice hot free cup of coffee, compliments of us, and oh, by the way, Flying J as well. And if you join the Flying J or the Pilot Drivers Club, you can accumulate points by the purchases that you make, not only at the fuel pump but also in the store and in the restaurant and whatnot. And you can get yourself one of those nice travel mugs they've got, or you can get a thermos or all sorts of things, whatever they have to offer the Drivers Club. So check them out. All righty. Well, Let's take a look at the weather statement here, because Tropical Storm Sally is now a tropical depression with a lot of rain out in front of it. Now, heavy rainfall, flooding, gusty winds, and the risk of a few tornadoes will continue over portions of the southeast today as Sally gradually weakens. Now, elsewhere, critical fire weather conditions are lingering over parts of Oregon, Northern California, and the Great Basin, along with poor air quality throughout much of the West, including tonight, get this, over into Colorado and over into Wyoming. Some of that smoke is over that far right now. Now, cool weather is going to prevail in the upper Midwest all the way across into New England. We'll get to all that in a minute, but right now, let's go out west and see what's going on. Kyle Warren, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. We still have some very, very bad air quality and smoke, of course, in the Pacific Northwest, up through Eugene, Oregon, Salem, Portland, of course, up through Seattle. These air quality alerts, I think, are going to be there for some time. And you're right, we do see the smoke and the air quality alerts going over through Wyoming, where there's a fire weather watch there in the west, and air quality alerts and air quality alert over Denver as well tonight. And, of course, we're heating up in the southwest with Phoenix. Now looking to go to about 106 degrees today. They've also got some ozone there in the air. That's causing their...
Yeah, I also see Yuma has got a big high heat advisory there, too. Yuma, Arizona.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And this, all this will extend. Las Vegas, for example, looks like it's going to be 101. And as we travel up through Reno, where we still have a dense smoke advisory in Reno, Reno's going to look at temperatures about 84 degrees today. They still got the dense smoke advisory.
Yep.
Also, lake wind advisory coming off of Pyramid Lake up there.
Yep.
And so that's along 395 and I-80.
All right, well, let me get on up in the upper Midwest, northeastern part of North Dakota, all of northern Michigan to include the Twin Cities. Now, you've got a hard freeze warning up there from Minnesota, Minneapolis, up towards Duluth, so be advised of that. Frost on the windshield for sure. You've got a frost advisory across most of the upper part of Wisconsin and the upper part of Michigan tonight, the upper peninsula, they call it. And then here we go with the rain. Now, folks, the rain has pretty much stopped in the panhandle of Florida, but the flooding conditions are there, and they're going to be there for a couple days. There's a lot of water. Pensacola's got upwards to 3-4 feet of water in some of the streets there, as well as down along the coastline there. That water needs to recede. It's going to take a while. And then up into southeastern Alabama and the southwestern part of Georgia, we've got a lot of flood watches, flood warnings. Don and Donna up there in Carrollton, Georgia, you've got a problem there. Atlanta is getting some heavy rain right about now, so Atlanta, you guys be careful up there, and you've got flood watches and warnings all around there, as well as up through the northern part of Georgia. Then it angles over into South Carolina through the mountainous areas of South Carolina and the central part of South Carolina along I-95 up into North Carolina west to the mountains, and it's now the lead part of the rain is all the way up into Norfolk, Virginia, on I-95 and east over towards the ocean, and it looks like this storm will be going out to the ocean. Now, Kyle, hang on a minute, because I want to go over and take a call. Is this Ian?
Yeah, Ian, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is completely off topic, but I wanted to bring this up since we're in Florida. Hey, aren't you glad that we dodged a great – we didn't dodge a bullet, man. We dodged the nuclear weapon. That we didn't get Andrew Gillum. Have you been thinking about that, Captain?
I have, and the guy is just a mental case extraordinaire.
He's a mental case extraordinaire,
yep.
And he's a stooge of Soros all
yep.
along. And remember, just think back, 2 short years ago, September, if you dared say anything about Andrew Gillum, what were you? You were a racist, remember?
Yeah, I know. I got called that because I challenged him.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We dodged, like I said, we didn't dodge no bullet. We dodged the nuclear warhead that we didn't get him.
True.
And remember the media was pushing for him like crazy?
Sure.
If you dare even look at him cross-eyed, you're a member of the KKK.
Yep.
Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
All right, you're welcome. And you know what we're talking about there, right, Kyle?
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, I remember when he was running. Yeah.
Yeah, you remember what finally brought him down.
Well, he had the inappropriate pictures and these kinds of things. That's
inappropriate
right.
pictures yeah. with the party he had with a bunch of guys down there in Miami in a high-rise district.
I remember when all that came out. That's right. Yeah. And
yeah.
So, yeah, he's, I think politically, you know, they may try to rehabilitate him, but he might be done for a long time.
He's never going to go back into politics. He'll be lucky if he could even be a street sweeper or a janitor working for somebody because he's ruined himself so much. And by the way, it wasn't just inappropriate behavior. Drugs, lots of drugs were involved in that.
Right.
Yep. And alcohol and whatnot. I mean, the guy absolutely ruined himself, period. And that's all I'll say about it because he's not worth talking about. But getting back over here to what we were talking about with the weather, everybody going up, let's see, I-75 northbound coming out of Florida today all the way to the Tennessee line. You're going to have weather to have to deal with. In some cases, it'll be heavy rain. In other cases, it'll be flooding. There may be some areas where water will be along the edge of the interstate, or if you're on the two-lane roads off to the side, you may actually run into some flooded road ways. And then if you're coming out of Atlanta on I-20 or I-85, you're going to have rain all the way up into Virginia. It's just there today. And there will be flash flood advisories and flood watches and warnings along the way as this rain is just going to be unbelievable. And I've heard 2 feet of rain in a couple of parts of the panhandle of Florida and the southeastern corner of Alabama so far.
Yes, and of course the pictures that are coming out of all this is just, they're just really devastating. And I think earlier Captain Governor DeSantis in Florida said that a section of the Pensacola Bay Bridge, also known as the Three Mile Bridge,
yeah,
and that was missing what he called a significant section.
Yeah, it went in a drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep,
it was a very powerful storm.
Yeah, and by the way, I remember when we had Hurricane Katrina took the I-10 bridge out in Mississippi, the one that you went across Mississippi towards Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
It took that whole bridge out, just washed it away.
Wow.
Yep.
Again, see, these storms can do anything, and this is why when people are asked, okay, or told, hey, it's time to get out of harm's way.
That's and that was the storm surge that did that. That wasn't just, there was a little bit more. And that's what this was, happened to this bridge, too, I'm sure, was a storm surge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there you go. And everybody knows what we're talking about. Anybody that's been over that way towards Pensacola knows what we're talking about with a three-mile bridge. So that's going to be a big problem. I'm sure there's going to be a heck of a detour because, wow, you know, you got two bridges, one that comes off from down below by Destin and Navarre to go into Pensacola that way, which I think is still intact. But the other one, the three-mile bridge we're talking about, that's the major road, east-west, back and forth. So I can only imagine what's going on up there.
Yes, exactly. And a lot of damage is because there's going to be a long time. Get all the boats out of the streets and out of the hotel parking lot.
Well, the barges.
And the barge, that's right. There was a guy in Pensacola basically had a barge in his backyard, essentially.
Yeah, there was one in the middle. There was one in the middle of downtown Pensacola. It found its way in the middle part of town, came right down the street, and boom, there it was.
Exactly. So, again, the sheer force of what these storms can do is just awesome. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to tease what we're going to be doing because we're coming up on the break with hour number two coming around. We're going to talk about the, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Democrats' leftist agenda, this Antifa agenda, if you want to call it that, and the impact that it's having on the police and whatnot, because we had an amazing story that came out of Minneapolis, St. Paul yesterday from the city council, and those people must all be on drugs up there to make the comment that I'm going to tell you about when we come back. You aren't going to believe this. Kathy, take us away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.